You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So let's get into some of the free agents and some guys that are going to become richer. I think this kind of pushes up some guys in the market, and one of them is Matt Milano, Buffalo Bills linebacker. This is a guy we talked about in episode 19 of the Palpably Unfair podcast when we detailed the top pending free agents of the remaining playoff teams back in mid-January. Here's what I had to say about him. Some qualifications here. He has only played 31% of the Bills' defensive snaps this year. Injuries is the big red flag for him. The former fifth-round pick has dealt with bad hammies, a broken fibula, more hammies, a left pectoral strain suffered this season that has limited his time on the field. So there's a lot of soft tissue stuff that kind of scares me. But when he's out there, he is a three down backer. He excels in coverage. You put him up against tight ends, running backs. He fares well in zone. He holds up pretty well when getting connected to slot receivers entering his zones. The weakness for him is in the run game, specifically tackling. So you're going to want to pair him with the right guy in the box. In terms of fit, I think linebacker is one of the weaker positions for the Los Angeles Rams for Matt Milano there. The Philadelphia Eagles are in dire need of linebacker help. I mean, a team that does have some cash to throw around there that I've already mentioned are the Cleveland Browns. I think I'll throw in the Detroit Lions as well, which is where PFF projected him to go on a four-year, $45 million deal back in February. Jayon Brown is a player near and dear to my heart. The 26-year-old Titans linebacker was only recently, speaking of which, cleared medically after suffering an elbow injury that ended his season in 2020. So he's good to go when the market opens, which is important. The Titans just may let him walk because their 2019 sixth-round pick David Long came in his absence and performed admirably. I personally don't see him as a one-for-one replacement, but if you're going to pinch pennies somewhere, I'm more inclined to do it at the linebacker position if that allows you to address other things on the defense like pass rush. SpotRack estimates that he could land in somewhere around the 11 mil per year range, and that's probably something like a four-year deal. So, I mean, it does hurt, though, that you're able to find a gem like Brown in the fifth round back in 2017, and then you can't retain him for whatever reason, and make no mistake, that he is one of their best defensive players along with Kevin Byard and all that. He is in his prime. KJ Wright of the Seattle Seahawks, now a free agent. I think the issue there is that like he's perfect for that system in Seattle. I do think Seattle ends up retaining him. I do think they see his value. But I think the problem for Wright is as good as he's been and it's good at coverage and is solid against the run, just an overall steady Eddie, consistent type of player. Like it's Bobby Wagner soaking up all the hype and adulation, and it's kind of taken away from how we perceive Wright to be. Would you agree with that, Kyle? Do you think Wright's a little overlooked because of Wagner?
I thought in 2020, and this is going to just cause people to tune out, KJ Wright was better than Bobby Wagner. Mm. Like, if you ignore the names, essentially, or right, who provided more value to their defense, I would take KJ Wright. I love that dude. I think he's a great player. And in my opinion, he is the best linebacker that's available. I would take him over Milano. I would take him over Jayon Brown.
With Kevin Pierre-Lewis. So Kevin Pierre-Lewis, former Washington player there, had signed a one-year deal worth $3 million, I think, last year. His career arc kind of reminds me of LJ Fort, the Ravens linebacker now. And I remember putting bodies through the table for LJ Fort to come to the Eagles when he wasn't retained by the Steelers after the 2018 season. Of course, the Eagles did bring him in, and the Eagles stink at recognizing linebacker talent. So they released him in the middle of the season. And then, boom, he goes to the Ravens and almost instantly earns an extension as a starter. So I was early on the Fort train, and now I'm doing the same for Kevin Pierre-Lewis, who at 29 years of age saw his like first real taste of starter action last year after a career as a special teamer. I'd say Pierre Louis is different than Fort in that Fort is the better run defender, while Pierre Louis is better in coverage. And look, this is going to be a super cheap deal. It's going to be like 1 year, $2 or $3 million. You're giving him like probably just over $1 million in guarantees. Like, show me the downside here.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.